Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me Shiv Singh, who's VP of Social Media at Avenue A Razorfish, and we're going to be talking about an idea about peer influencers and how these influencers are at the root of social influence marketing today. That's kind of a mouthful, but I found something that he had written recently and was very intrigued by it. So I'm just going to let him talk to us about it because it is, in his mind, is really a new trend, more or less, that is going to be affecting social media and marketing. So Shiv, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So give me a sense of what this whole idea is about peer influencers. Give me a concept and develop it.
Sure, no problem. You know, it's fascinating. As we look at marketing and the way marketing has evolved over the years, we've moved away from thinking of it as quite simply as crafting a strong brand message and pushing it out through a lot of different channels to really thinking about it in terms of, not just brand marketing, but then direct response marketing as well, which is a lot more measurable. I believe, and I'm incredibly excited about something that's called social influence marketing. And at the heart of it is, it's quite simply the reality that when we make purchasing decisions as individuals, or even simple brand affinity decisions, we are influenced by our peers, and by peers I mean our friendship circle. So in my case, that would be my buddies, my wife, my in-laws, my friends at work, than I am by any other form of marketing or any other form of advertising that's out there. Now, this in of itself is nothing that special. I mean, this is how we make purchasing decisions in the real world, and that's how we've been making these decisions since the beginning of time. What's changed is that because of social media and because we're connected to our friends, to our peers, through our own personal social graphs, on those social networks, all of a sudden, a marketer knows who your peer influencers are. And they know that when they need to market to you and help you make a purchase, they can't just market to you in isolation, but they need to market to your peer group as well, because they're the ones who are going to be influencing your decision quite a bit. And in the past, there was no way to reach these peer influencers. A marketer wouldn't know who are my strongest influencers for a specific type of product. But thanks to the social web, thanks to things like social networks and social graphs, marketers do know that. And in a nutshell, social influence marketing is really about, harnessing the social influence and marketing, not just to a person in isolation, but also to all his local influencers that impact purchasing decisions.
So give me some perspective on where you believe this peer influencer theory and strategy has made the greatest impact, either a company or a product or something that can you make it really real?
Sure. In fact, it applies to practically any and every product then, arguably to more, high purchase consideration products and low purchase considerations, but it's applicable everywhere. To give you an example, imagine an auto manufacturer like, a General Motors or a Ford or a Chrysler. They're trying to target college students and they are, looking to sell a car to college students. They know, just as a matter of fact, that guy who's going to college and about to buy his first car is probably not paying for that car himself. His parents will probably be paying for it. So they know that not only can they and should they market to that college student, but they should also market to the parents, because the parents, control the checkbook, they will be influencing that college student's decision over what car to get, why to get it. And, they have their own criteria for what's the right car for their kid. So that's an example of the peer influence. It's the parent for the college student.
Right. So broadly speaking, how do you think marketers can best use the peer influence strategy to their benefit?
You know, the most important thing is to understand for each purchase or each brand affinity consideration who the peer influencers are. And the interesting thing is they vary by product. So, you know, I moved into a new apartment with my wife. We decided to furnish it differently. My wife is the decision maker. I'm one of the influencers. Her friends are strong influencers, as well as her parents. My buddies are not. My parents are not. But because it's furniture, those are the key peer influencers. So the first thing a marketer can do is to really try and map out, depending upon their product, who is the influence circle, who's that local influence circle, because that's going to have a greater effect on the purchasing decision than anything else or anyone else.
So in terms of trying to figure that out, I mean, it's like ultimately marketers have always had to figure out that what I call the ecosystem around their, you know, their target audience. And so that's essentially what you're saying to do. But is there any like sort of tactic in a sense that you think works really well in order to be able to figure that out?
You know, this is where you need to depend on the potential customer itself to help you because, you know, so for my wife with furniture, I listed out who her peer influencers are. For you, it may be someone else. So the challenge is, how do you find those influencers? They're not the same people. They're not the same types of people every time. The way you do that is by rethinking the way you've designed your website as well as all your online marketing campaigns to allow for that peer influence to take place. And what I mean by that is, if, for example, my wife goes online to look at sofas and she's, you know, on a Crate and Barrel or a Pottery Barn website, invariably at some point she's going to try and take an image from that website and share it with her peer influencers. And when she's sharing it, that's when you're discovering who those important peer influencers are. And as soon as you discover who they are, then you can start targeting and marketing to them as well. So you wait often for the customer or the prospective customer to take that first step to identify those peer influencers, and then you can, you know, market and target them as well.
Great. Well, Shiv, this has been very good. I think the idea of peer influencers has been really something that you've developed here very well in this podcast. So thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thank you for having me on.
So I've been talking to Shiv Singh, who's VP of Social Media at Avenue A Razorfish. And for all my listeners, please check me out at www.marketingvoices.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.